Rivaling the brilliant colors of tropical birds, one of our local feathered friends is as colorful as it is cute. Their vibrant colors are just a prelude to the incredible lives these birds lead. With a wing beat of 70 beats per minute and a heartbeat that tops out at over 1,000 beats per minute, these nimble little creatures live a high-octane life, fueled by their taste for nectar. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we take a look at the world of the Anna's hummingbird. Welcome to Bay Birds. In relationship with the rest of the bird world, Anna's hummingbirds are tiny, but compared to most other hummingbirds, they're a stocky bunch. Although they're slightly thicker than most hummingbirds, they're usually no bigger than a ping pong ball and weigh no more than a nickel. Anna's hummingbirds can be easily differentiated from other hummingbirds by their shiny green feathers and rosy red throats. Unlike the coloration of most birds, the bright colors of the Anna's hummingbird are not due to the pigmentation of their feathers, but are instead caused by iridescence, like the colors you might find in a soap bubble. When the sun hits these iridescent feathers, the Anna's hummingbird shines like a new penny, which is pretty useful for attracting a mate. While most birds are fattening up for the winter months, the Anna's hummingbird starts to look for a little lovin' to warm up during the coldest time of the year. But how does one male hummingbird stand out when all the other males are just as vibrantly colored as him? A daredevil dive might do the trick. To impress a mate, the male Anna's hummingbird will hover near the female, then rocket to heights of over 100 feet. As soon as he makes it to the top of his ascent, he plummets directly downward, pulling up only at the very end of his dive, making a J pattern in the sky. As if the dive wasn't enough to impress, the male will spread his tail feathers as he turns upward at the end of the dive, making a loud chirp sound. Once thought to be a vocalization, the chirp sound is caused by the wind passing by the outer tail feathers. The vibrating tail feathers produce this vocalization-like sound, much like the reed of a clarinet. Their aerial acrobatics and charismatic colors make the Anna's hummingbird a delight to have in our own backyards. Like most hummingbirds, Anna's hummingbirds are amazing pollinators. In fact, many species of plants have adapted the shape of their flowers to better accommodate the thin hummingbird beak. Their diet consists mainly of nectar, but in nectar-deficient times, these birds will rely on insects to supplement their diet. Due to their love of nectar, their range was limited to northern Baja California and southern California until the mid-20th century. By the end of the early 20th century, many humans started to plant exotic flowering trees, which greatly expanded their range to include Arizona, northern California, and parts of the Pacific Northwest. While planting exotics isn't the best way to attract these fast flyers to your yards, some California native plants are mighty tasteful for these birds. Ceanothus, or California lilac, is a preferred plant for hummingbirds to nest in. Sticky monkey flower, California currant, penstemon, California fuchsia, sage, and Indian paintbrush are just a few native California plants that will entice hummingbirds to your yard. If you'd like to learn more about attracting hummingbirds or other remarkable flyers to your garden, contact the California Native Plant Society. They are a wonderful resource. Also, stop by the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary to check out the Native Plant Hummingbird Garden and to obtain information about native plant and pollinator workshops. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.